AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. In Buffalo, it's at least life in prison for the man responsible for killing nearly a dozen black people at a supermarket. CBS's Jim Crisula.
19-year-old self-declared white supremacist Peyton Gendron has pleaded guilty to fatally shooting 10 black people in a Buffalo, New York supermarket last May. He also pleaded guilty to a hate crime charge.
We do not have a death penalty in New York State, so the life without parole is in fact the highest charge we have. And he got that automatically.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn. The gunman used an assault rifle and drove more than 200 miles from his home to commit the murders. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
If you need to make some Christmas purchases, there might be some good deals today. It is Cyber Monday. Eric Matisoff is with Adobe Analytics.
Cyber Monday is going to be the best sale day of the entire season. For Cyber Monday, we're expecting discounts as high as 32%. On computers. So if you're looking to get a computer, today is the day.
With the new Republican-controlled House taking over in January, President Biden is setting his priorities for the current lame duck Congress. CBS White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
The top of the president's list is keeping the government open. Both he and his senior advisors have said as much, and they also want to focus on maintaining funding to Ukraine and funding for states that have been through disasters like recent hurricanes.
For the first time since 1984, the Mauna Loa volcano in Hawaii has erupted. Scientist Ken Hahn.
It's going to be very fluid and fast-moving lava.
But at the moment, there are no evacuation orders. In Houston, a boil order remains in effect after a water testing plant went offline. Mayor Sylvester Turner.
Our hope is by late tonight or early tomorrow morning, we'll get a positive response and that the boil water notice can be lifted.
In Ukraine, the war continues. Russia still shelling parts of that country and people there hunkering down for the winter. CBS's Imatias Tayeb.
The reality is it's not a question of if these strikes are going to happen, but when.
The cruelty is the point. This is the weaponization of winter here in Ukraine. It is very cold in this country right now. And the point is that Russia wants to target whatever infrastructure it can to make life a misery for Ukrainians.
At the World Cup today, Brazil has advanced to the knockout round with a 1-0 win over Switzerland. Tomorrow, the U.S. men hope to do the same. The Americans, though, need a win to beat Iran. On Wall Street, with an hour of trading to go, the Dow having a bad day. Right now, the industrial average off more than 400. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Portage County Board of Adjustment will meet at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, November 29th in the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. If there is inclement weather, the meeting will take place on Wednesday, November 30th at 4 p.m. in the same location. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir will be presenting Songs of the Season on Saturday, December 3rd at 4 p.m. at First Congregational Church, located at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. This concert is free and will be recorded by Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. The choir has been performing for 19 years, with this as their first performance since December 2019 because of the pandemic. The group consists of 40 singers of all ages from Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding area. The choir is under the direction of Sid Cooper as conductor and Mary Englert as accompanist. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 33, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely 41. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night 21. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
And taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. It's been a long time since the last show. The afternoon of Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. It was a great holiday. A lot to talk about, a lot of history made. A lot of history is being made right now as we speak. We're going to get to the most current history being made. I'll tell you, I'm going to start off with something about a procedure in voting that I was dead wrong about. Dead wrong about. I had opposed ranked choice voting. I am completely converted on that. I think now that it is a good thing. And let me tell you why I had a change of heart. Ranked choice voting is one of these systems where you go in and you indicate your first choice. That's who you vote for. But you can also list a second choice and say a third choice. In other words, you go in and you say, I really want Jones. But if I can't have Jones, my second choice would be Smith. If I can't have Smith, my third choice would be Brown, that kind of thing. I had always poo-pooed that. I assumed that with ranked choice voting, it would be complicated. People wouldn't want to do it. And frankly, it wouldn't make any difference because whoever was ahead in the first one would prevail. And I was right in the New York mayoral race. You may remember that. Early in the year, Adams, remember, the mayor, he won the vote, and then he won the ranked choice vote. And I thought, okay, well, what's this all about? Well, I'll tell you what, this election completely changed my mind because of two states, Maine and Alaska. Most states do not have ranked choice voting. You go in there and you vote. And in most states, like Wisconsin, whoever gets the most votes wins, even if there are seven candidates. And the guy that, or the woman that gets the most votes has well under 50%. That's okay. It's called a plurality. That's most states. Some states like Georgia and Louisiana require that you get 50%. So if you don't get 50%, then it goes to another election, just with the top two. That's what's happening in Georgia right now. Raphael Warnock got 49.8%. He only needed a few more votes, and he would have been over the 50 threshold. He didn't make it. Herschel Walker got a couple of points less. Now we're going to a runoff. This is winner-take-all, head-to-head, mano-a-mano.
Well, here's what happened in Maine and Alaska, which is why I think this is a good idea. In Alaska, you had Lisa Murkowski, who's a moderate Republican. The Democrats didn't really have a candidate up there. For some reason, everybody in Alaska thinks they're Republicans, or many of them do. Alaska gets oil money. Everybody in the state gets a check. Life is good. A lot of guys live out by themselves, mountain men out in the wild and all that kind of thing. They like to think they're rugged individualists, even though a lot of their action is subsidized by the federal government. So it was inevitable that a Republican would win. But there was a Republican woman named Kelly Chewbacca. No, not Chewbacca. We're not talking Star Wars here, okay? Chewbacca. And she was supported by Trump. She was an election denier. Totally bad news. Lisa Murkowski had voted to convict Trump on the impeachment the second time on the insurrection. She's a very, very thoughtful person. Her father was governor and senator, well-regarded, Murkowski name. Republican party doesn't really like her up there. Two elections ago, she didn't get through the primary, and she ran as a write-in, believe it or not, a write-in. And she put out stickers with Murkowski spelling on it, and she won. This time, it was ranked choice voting that saved her. Kelly Chewbacca came in the most votes, but the number two, the other one, there's a guy named Begich. He was a moderate Republican, too, and his folks said, well, we like Begich, but if we can't have Begich, we want Murkowski. She then, in the second round of counting, vaults in, and she is now the senator-elect for another term. There's another race up there. The first indigenous woman, in other words, a Native American Alaskan. We used to call them Eskimos. We don't call them that anymore. He's an indigenous person. Name is Mary Peltola. I've heard her interviewed. She's really terrific. Very, very well-spoken, smart. Very, very honest, reasonable. I was really impressed with her. Once again, she's running against Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, for God's sake. You know, she's still around. She's at large. I don't know why she's still at large. In any event, ranked choice voting. A lot of other people in that race said, well, we can't have our folks. We want Mary Peltola, even though she's a Democrat. And in the final counting, she surged ahead. She surged ahead. Sarah Palin. So the people, and by the way, Alaska only has one member of Congress. Wyoming's the same way. They have one member of the House, but two senators. Whereas California has two senators and 56 members of the House. And that was part of the slave negotiation that the states had when they ratified the Constitution. The Southerners said, no, we're not going to get outnumbered by the North. So you've got to give us two senators no matter what and two electoral votes. So Wyoming has two electoral votes for their senators and one for their House. California has only two for the Senate and, of course, 56 for the House. But you know something? The people in Wyoming and Alaska are overrepresented. People in California and New York underrepresented. It's the way it is. We would not have had a constitution otherwise. But the good news is that in Alaska, we have Lisa Murkowski and Mary Peltola. The other place was Maine. Now, Maine has two congressional districts. And there was one where our candidate looked pretty rocky. He looked very rocky. He was running against an election denier, a Trump-type bad news guy. But with ranked choice voting, when the more moderate Republicans said, well, we can't have our guy. We want the other one, the Democrat, and he is now in there as well. So as a result of ranked choice voting, we have two Democratic congressmen we wouldn't have had otherwise. And we have Lisa Murkowski back in the Senate instead of Kelly Chewbacca. And that is huge news. It's very, very welcome. It's very, very welcome. So I'm a convert. I think we should do it here in Wisconsin. I don't think it would have made any difference this last time. In the Senate race, for instance, with Ron Johnson, Mandela Barnes, Ron Johnson didn't win by a lot. But there was really nobody else in the race. I think there was one third party type who said he got out and endorsed Mandela, didn't do much good. But theoretically, where it would have done good is if Tom Nelson and Alex Lazary, remember, Sarah Godlewski, had stayed in the race and had each gotten votes, and then they'd listed Mandela as their second choice, that would have increased turnout. It could have made a difference. So there you have it. There you have it. You're talking to a new proponent of ranked choice voting. I think it's a fair way to do it. Apparently, and I had underestimated this, people do have several choices in mind. And they have a first choice, and we all respect that. But the second choice frequently puts a good person over the top, and that's what's happened in Alaska and Maine this time. Well, as predicted, Donald Trump managed to stink up Thanksgiving week. As his Thanksgiving message, usually you send out a message, you go, I pray for peace and a generous table for all, end of hunger, you know, that kind of thing. No, not this guy. He is Thanksgiving address. He attacked prosecutors and judges on Thanksgiving Day, which is a bad idea if there's a lot of judges and prosecutors that want your hide. It's kind of a bad idea. It's not gracious. His Thanksgiving message was, quote, give me freedom or give me death. And also it is, quote, it is almost impossible to get a fair trial if you're a Republican, end quote. That's his Thanksgiving message. That's the guy's Thanksgiving message. Then he said that the lawsuits he's involved in are a total witch hunt. And then he said, quote, the Manhattan DA and the judges and the justices and my accounting firm, Mazars Group, are all bad. And he attacked them. Now, for the love of Pete, you put it out a Thanksgiving message. You're claiming you're running for president. You know, if you are legitimately a candidate, don't you say, I would really like to see our nation at peace, the world at peace, the world well-fed. I'd like to see Russia out of Ukraine. I'd like to see prosperity, goodwill towards men. Wouldn't you say that? I mean, you would say that. Not this guy. And you know why? It's because he's not running because he wants to be president. He's running because he hopes that that will stop the federal government from prosecuting him for stealing classified documents. That's why he's doing it. Jimmy Kimmel had a great line, though. He said, Donald Trump isn't going to win in 2024. He said, Donald Trump, the only way that Donald Trump will lay a hand on a Bible in 2024 is if they hide it up a waitress's skirt. That's what Jimmy Kimmel said. And I think that's right.
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner, child,
parent, neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz,
Jerry Reed,
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, Call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 35 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 51. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Matson Director. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. News over the last couple of days. I want to unpack it, get to the bottom of it. You may have seen that the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission issued a ruling that said that Wisconsin health hospitals, in other words, state hospitals, cannot bargain with the nurses' union or other employees. And most people looked at that and thought one of two things. Well, that's kind of strange. That's coming out of Tony Evers' Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission. Or they might think, well, that's the law. There's nothing we can do about it. No, that's not the law. There is something you can do about it. And that was simply an inevitable ruling at the administrative level that has to be corrected on appeal. The court system. Here's what's going on. When Scott Walker got in 2010, they passed Act 10. Remember that? Act 10 effectively stripped the right to collectively bargain of state and municipal unions. That's effectively what it did. They exempted the police and firefighters because the police had endorsed them. There's a quid pro quo. And the firefighters, they had to lump in with the police because it just wouldn't work otherwise. But the teachers, all the rest of them, can't collectively bargain anymore. Then Scott Walker stabbed private sector unions, the industrial trades. A couple of them went to him in 2014 and they said, we'll support you for re-election even though you passed Act 10, but you have to promise that you will veto any attempt to pass right to work. Right to work is a misnomer. It's not right to work. It's right to lower wages. It's a union killer. And he looked him right in the eye and he said, you have my word. But his word is no good, because the minute that bill came across the desk, he signed it because he was running for president in 2016 and wanted to look like a conservative. His word is no good. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in a September editorial that year said that his word is no good. So then you limp along. You limp along. So now we're a right to work state, even though we were one of the biggest union states in the country and most prosperous. With Act 10. Teachers are demoralized, nurses and others. Wages are kept down. There are a lot of teacher vacancies. This is not good for education. Got to get rid of Act 10. Got to get rid of right to work in this state. The two centerpieces of America that built our middle class are Social Security and unions. gave people higher incomes, higher wages, benefits, health care, safe working conditions. And the Republicans have tried to destroy that ever since Franklin Roosevelt in the 1930s. So what happened with the nurses and the hospital? Well, what happened was nurses brought an action, the hospital. They wanted clarification, declaratory judgment. Are we required to negotiate with them? And if not, may we voluntarily? Because the UW health system wants to voluntarily negotiate with the nurses. The Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission, looking at the case law, looking at the statute, reluctantly says, well, no, Walker stabbed everybody in the back with Act 10. So we're an administrative agency. We can't change that at this level. And can you do it voluntarily? That's sort of up in the air. My own view is that under any reading of the law, you can certainly do that. But that's going to present a legal issue. So now it is going to the courts. If it goes to a trial court in Madison, I think there'll be a good result. A judge should come down and say you can certainly negotiate voluntarily, and they theoretically could throw out Act 10 as unconstitutional because it exempted some unions and not others. A clear quid pro quo, exempted the police and the firefighters. And teachers, for instance, and nurses are about 70% women. They're the ones that get screwed. They wouldn't have the guts to include the police and the firefighters. They did something like that, there'd be guys with shotguns in the streets, okay? This is what's going on. Let's call a spade a spade. This is why, in my judgment, it is essential to elect Janet Protasiewicz to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the April election and in the February primary. That is the most consequential election facing this state for the foreseeable future. Right now, state Supreme Court is 4-3 Republican, and even though Brian Hagedorn has cast some good votes, you know, certifying Joe Biden, he's a Republican. He's not going to go the other way in Act 10 or on gerrymandering. It is essential. Pat Rogensack, one of the election deniers who had voted not to certify Joe Biden, not running again, seat is open. If Janet Protasiewicz wins it, defender of democracy, we will then have a 4-3 majority the other way. And I'm fairly confident. I know those people. I know all of them. Met with all of them. They would do what I would do. They'd look at Act 10 and they'd say it's unconstitutional. Or at the very least, say you can certainly voluntarily negotiate. That's very consistent with Wisconsin tradition. They would also redistrict the state, get rid of the gerrymandering. This is as stark as you get. Her opponent is a guy named Kelly, Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly's an election denier. He attacked Brian Hagedorn for certifying Biden. This is another conservative. He's attacking another conservative. He's Trump. He's Trump, pure and simple. He's distillation of Trump. It's Dan Kelly against Janet Protasiewicz. Please keep that in mind. Janet Protasiewicz is one of the most experienced prosecutors and judges in Milwaukee and in the state. She's honest as the day is long, very responsible. She's a defender of democracy. Kelly and the Republicans are destroyers of democracy. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Ooh. Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. November 28th is Snow Plow Driver Appreciation Day in Wisconsin, and it is an excellent opportunity to remind motorists to give snow plow drivers plenty of space to complete their job safely. They work hard throughout the days and nights of winter to clear our roads and keep us as safe as possible during our winter season. The governor and the DOT are asking drivers to plan ahead and check for road conditions using the 511wi.gov website or download the 511 app. Buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow. If you cannot see their mirrors, they cannot see you. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is asking for feedback on a community rail traffic survey taking place until December 30th. In response to concerns about delays at rail crossings, a feasibility study is being conducted to address these delays and reduce congestion, noise, pollution, and safety issues at rail crossings. Visit wirapids.org to take the survey. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 33, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely 41. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night 21. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Make an example and fight back. And I'm so glad that you mentioned Judge Janet, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name yet. I'm going to have to look it up and write it down so I can repeat it, because we need justice restored in our state. Walker did so much damage, and, you know, and it started in our area here, and then it kind of spread throughout the country, and then now it's in our federal justice system, and maybe we can set an example in our state that we're not going to put up with this crap anymore, and we're going to vote in a true judge that's going to do their job and follow the rule of law. And, you know, we are losing teachers. We are losing medical personnel. And this is all the great work of Scotty Walker and the people who give him big bucks to do this kind of damage. And that right to work for less, that was like the biggest sin imposed on our state. That was just a dirty, dirty trick. So I hope people are listening. And please say the judge's name again so everybody can remember that we need to vote for this woman. We need to get out there in February. And we need to change the way that our state's being run and protect all of the people in our state. Thank you, Matt, so much. I really appreciate this topic. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Gene, and happy Thanksgiving belatedly to you. Yes, Janet, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. It's a Polish name. She's of Polish descent. Protasiewicz. Protasiewicz. So it's Janet, and I call her Judge Janet. All of her friends call her Judge Janet. Protasiewicz. Protasiewicz. And she's terrific. I've known her a long time. She was a young Dem. She worked on Jerry Klitschko's campaigns. She went to law school, worked hard, became a district attorney, assistant district attorney in Milwaukee. Handled the toughest cases, you know, sexual assault, homicide, that kind of thing. And she knows criminal law backwards and forwards, and she is known as a very firm, fair, but very firm sentencer. She then became a judge. She's been a judge for several terms and is one of the best, one of the best. The guy she's running against is Dan Kelly. He is bad news. And I'll tell you a funny thing, Jane, you're not going to believe this. One of my great-grandmother's names was Kelly, Ann Kelly. Came over from Ireland in the 1870s, and she was a wonderful woman, even though I never met her. This guy is obviously a different strain of Kelly's, okay? This guy, Dan Kelly, he is not only an election denier, not only would put Trump back in the presidency, even though he lost, but he attacked Brian Hagedorn. Now, Brian Hagedorn is a conservative Republican. I have respect for him because in a number of election cases, he bucked his party and he voted to certify Biden. He said, look, it doesn't matter who I voted for. People of this state voted for somebody. I am certifying him. I'm certifying him. And I know that everybody in the state runs an honest election. Now, on the other hand, he's a very conservative guy and other stuff. We need somebody in there to give us a 4-3 majority that's a consistent election defender. If you put Dan Kelly in there, he will be one of the most vicious election destroyers, opponents. So Janet Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz. The other thing is this, it's not just elections. It's Act 10, right to work. I think Act 10 is unconstitutional. If I were in the Supreme Court, I'd rule it unconstitutional. I think right to work, the way it was enacted, has a lot of legal flaws to it. A lot of legal flaws to it, and there's a lot of ways around it. And it takes a smart judge and a judge that has some chops, some experience, and she does, to get her way around it. We have a gerrymandered legislature. This legislature is illegitimate. The Republicans are illegitimate. There are 33 state senators, and they have 22 of them. We only have 11 of them, but we get more votes than they do. That isn't democracy. That's communism. They're inflicting commie government on us. And in the assembly, they're two seats away from a veto-proof majority, even though we get more votes than they do. That's commie government. They're imposing commie government. They are keeping people in the DNR and the Wisconsin Tech Board, even though Evers won 4 years ago and he just won again because of a Republican Supreme Court that said that just because Evers won doesn't mean he's governor. That's commie government. We do not want commie government in this state. So I think one way to fight back Janet Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz. And thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Oconomowoc?
I had to call you when you were talking about, I think his name is Pren or Kren, the guy who sits on the DNR bar and refuses to move. He's a dentist up in Wausau. I called his office because that was the only contact number he left when he was on the board. That was how to get a hold of him. Do you know his office has been instructed not to talk about it and hang up? They hung up in my face.
Oh, God.
So the minute I questioned, now I didn't accuse him of anything. I just said, does he sit on the board? Bam. They knew where I was coming from. I just asked a simple question. That's how bad this has gotten. I think you're on to something. I think these guys, we as Americans and Wisconsin residents can title them as part of the crime family. They definitely are. He won't even discuss it. Well, heck, he's supposed to be representing me, the taxpayer, sitting on this board. They don't even get it. Russian Ron Johnson, you know, I mean, we all know about him. And then Scott Walker, you touched on Scott Walker. Do you know when he was in Russia, he had, what was her name, Natasha, or I don't know, some Russian woman that was playing him like a fiddle. And he took, I think, now correct me if I'm wrong, about $250,000 after the Russians first passed it to the NRA, and they turned around and passed it to Scott. Now, yeah, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'd like to be proven wrong.
No, I may be balking on the name. Something like Maria Boltiva or something, and she came on to Scott Walker,
you're right.
Too. Yeah. And,
right.
You know, here's
you're
the deal.
Right.
Everybody out there who's a gun owner, Bill, you're a gun owner, and I believe in gun ownership. But out there, the Russians are subsidizing the NRA and are cozy with the NRA, but guns are illegal in Russia. The commies outlaw guns, but what they're trying to do is burrow into this country pretending they're pro-gun. If the commies ever took over, you'd lose your gun in a heartbeat. Let me tell you something. So are people falling for this stuff? Do they fall for this stuff? Yeah, is Maria Boltiva or something? She went to prison for espionage, but we let her go after 2 or 3 years. And unfortunately, she's back in Russia calling trouble, causing a lot of trouble. But she came on to the Republicans. I know Scott Walker, and you're saying Johnson. It doesn't surprise me at all. And he's pro-Putin. He's pro-Trump. All these guys are pro. Why are these guys pro-Putin? Pro-Putin. I mean, there's a genocide going on there. Ukraine is a friend of ours. Ukraine applied for NATO membership and EU membership. And there is a genocide in progress. Pope Francis just came out. He said, this is a Stalin genocide. It's a Stalin genocide. So I really appreciate your calling in. And let me tell you something else. It doesn't surprise me. These people are supposedly still on boards, you know, DNR, Wisconsin Tech Board or whatever, because a Republican Supreme Court said as long as the Republican State Senate doesn't take up their nomination, there's not a vacancy. So therefore, the old guy can stay on. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's hold the phone. This guy at the Fred Pren, he's at the DNR. Why do you think we have forever chemicals in our water, cancer-causing chemicals? Because Fred Pren and the Republicans have met with the manufacturers. They met with them during this whole process. His email showed it. And they want to put cancer-causing chemicals in our water. Bill, there are some lakes and river and streams in this state where you can't eat the fish, or you can like have like one trout a month or something. Some of them are in Dane County. Google it. It's all around the state. La Crosse, Eau Claire, Rhinelander, Marinette, Milwaukee. All around the state. Water flows. Gets into the groundwater. Deer drink the water. We are a state of clean water. We should have the cleanest water in the country. Republicans are poisoning our water. Republicans are poisoning our water. So Bill is saying that he calls up there and they won't take the call. Ron Johnson won't take a call. I remember when Sean Duffy represented the Hayward area in Congress, And that's what they have Tiffany in now. And he wouldn't have a, he would not have a meeting of concerned citizens. Finally had one. It was rationed by invitation, and he had police there. And you had to be recognized to speak. And if you got up and hadn't been recognized, they'd throw you out. That's commie government. That's commie government. That's not fighting Bob La Follette government. You know, that's not Abraham Lincoln or George Washington government. That is what is happening. That's what's happening. And, you know, an anecdote. Last week, on the 22nd, just before Thanksgiving, Trump had dinner in Mar-a-Lago in the public dining room, everybody could see him. And seated with him were Kanye West and a guy named Nick Fuentes. Kanye West, who changed his name to Ye, Y-E, no kidding, that's his name. Rapper, just virulently anti-Semitic and frankly anti-American. And Nick Fuentes is one of these guys in Charlottesville, Holocaust denier, white nationalist, anti-Semitic, anti-American. They'd be like sitting there with David Duke, somebody of that ilk. That's what it'd be like. And he's sitting there, and he's trying to send a message. This is wrong. This is very wrong. And Kanye West, by the way, I've never listened to his stuff, but over Thanksgiving, I was at our family meal, and my niece was there. She's 17 in high school, and I said, you guys listen to, like, the Beatles? That's what I understand. She said, I've heard of the Beatles. Yeah, we sort of like their stuff. I said, who do you like? She said, we like Doja Cat. Doja Cat. I never heard of Doja Cat. But I looked her up. There's a rapper named Doja Cat. No kidding. That's her name. I think Doja Cat is a better rapper than Kanye West or Ye. And I've never heard Doja Cat. So anyway, a little bit of info, little info. But in all seriousness, you're running for president and you sit there with two of the most racially divisive people on the right. What is he doing? He's not really running for president. He's trying to whip up a base. Anybody who have anything to do with him, giving the impression that he's running for president, so that when push comes to shove, Merrick Garland or now the special counsel won't prosecute him. That's what he's doing. That's why we got to build it up one brick at a time. And the Supreme Court race is the big game in town now. Janet Protasiewicz, experienced judge and prosecutor, running against Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly's an election denier and a really kind of a vicious Trump type. You can't have him on there or he will destroy democracy. They're destroying unions. Got to get Janet Protasiewicz on there. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them.
Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
To Matt Flynn Direct, your lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Ukraine, what's going on over in Ukraine. I'll tell you, the other day Pope Francis issued a statement. He said a Stalin-like genocide is in process in Ukraine. Stalin murdered more than 20 million people. He murdered millions of people in Ukraine. Hitler murdered millions of people in Ukraine. A Stalin-like genocide is occurring in Ukraine, and we have to do something about it more than we have. And here's some updates, and here's some thoughts on my part. The Russians are doing two things. One, they're deploying troops, and those troops are getting slaughtered. They go into prisons, they're picking up homeless people, they're kidnapping people. They just recently deployed a unit with no food and no socks. They can't put socks on these people and not many guns. And they're simply being slaughtered. Putin doesn't care because there's no way politically to express opposition to the war over there without being arrested, beaten, and thrown in jail. The EU, the parliament, just labeled Russia a terrorist state. And the Wagner Group, which is like the SS, they're sadists, torturers, and rapists. A terrorist organization. The head of it, Yevgeny Prigozhin, he'd be the equivalent of Goebbels or Himmler, with Putin as Hitler. You know what he did when the EU labeled him a terrorist organization? He sent the EU representatives a violin case with a sledgehammer in it with some fake blood on it. These are sick people. That's because the Wagner Group, which is his personal SS and Putin's personal SS, used sledgehammers for execution. They caught a guy who was trying to get out of the Wagner Group to escape, didn't want to fight anymore, and they beat him to death with a sledgehammer. Their tactics are rape and torture. Now Russia is deploying a warship to go to the Black Sea with cruise missiles on it right off the coast of Ukraine in the Black Sea. Now, enough's enough. Their other means of warfare, or I should say of genocide, is simply to continuously attack with missiles the infrastructure of Ukraine. Destroy all of their infrastructure, electric grid, any ability to heat homes, fresh water, sewage, hospitals. They targeted a maternity hospital on purpose, killed an infant, surgeries being done in basements. They have a great patriot, Alexander Navalny, who was arrested simply because he was an opposition leader. First, Putin tried to kill him. It is reported now he has been put in a cage. 9 feet by 9 feet. It's not sure whether he can even stand up. He's a tall guy. And it's heated. It's very hot in there. You may think, great, it's winter. No, no, no. It's very hot. This is a form of torture. This is a form of torture. What do we do about all this? The British have sent more missiles to Ukraine. We've sent some more. Biden so far has not sent truly long-range missiles. They've got to send the long-range missiles. Now. Now. You've got to take that ship with the cruise missiles out on the Black Sea. You've got to do more than destroy Russian troops. More than 80,000 have been killed already. Putin doesn't care. The mothers are afraid to protest when their sons' bodies are brought back to Russia. Some cases, they're just left in the battlefield. These people are animals. Putin and these oligarchs that are waging this war, Yevgeny Prigozhin is a fellow from Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov. These people are animals. Something has got to be done immediately with them. But they have nuclear weapons, so what do we do? Putin has a yellow streak down his back. He's afraid of us. As long as we don't personally attack him, we have provided enormous supplies of missiles, armaments to the Ukrainians. They're doing our work for us, beating back the Russians, weakening Russia, which is our objective. We've got to do more. You cannot have a genocide in progress when the genociders at home are comfortable and go to malls and their apartments are secure. There are apartment buildings in Moscow and St. Petersburg that have to be blown up. St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow and St. Isaac's in St. Petersburg have to be vulnerable. The Winter Palace, St. Petersburg, the Duma and the Kremlin, the Bolshoi Ballet, malls. These are animals, and their populace is frankly going along with it. The other thing is, why are we letting Russians in this country? Why are we letting Nazis in this country? We should revoke visas. I don't care what they are. They think they're violinists and chess players and professors. Baloney. Out they go. 10 days. Out you go. Or you're arrested, thrown in the clink, chained to a troop transport and sent out. They should not be arrested or admitted into Europe. We let a Russian and a Belarusian tennis player in the U.S. Open. That was a mistake. We should not have done that. They should be told that we believe that they're vermin and they're Nazis. They are very insecure people. I was over there in May and June of 1997 with the Justice Department. A guy came up to me afterwards. He said, you had a lot of nice things to say in your speech about our country, which I did back in 1997. He said, if you are so, we're so great, why are we so backward? You know, and I tried to be nice to the guy. I said, well, you know, you're in a kind of a bad neighborhood. You know, you have all these, you know, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Azerbaijan, these guys to the south, you have China to the east, and, you know, you don't have many ports, and the Mongols went through you about 900 years ago, and, you know, none of that cheered him up, you see, none of it cheered him up. But they are very vulnerable, they're very insecure, and short of triggering a nuclear war, we've got to destroy as many of them as we can and do everything we can to stop this genocide. Every day I pick up the paper and read this, my blood boils even more. We're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. Good callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. And I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Stand my ground, and I won't. As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR,
Elks Lodge,
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the